why do entrepreneurs fail in the first 90 days, but just the sheer number of decisions that they have to make and things they have to know about, the wall of complexity, the beliefs that people hold around entrepreneurship, their connection to it, what it is, what it looks like, that is what's changed. And that's where we have an incredible opportunity to judo flip what's happening in the country and in the world right now. What if we made entrepreneurship something that everybody could do in a matter of minutes with their thumbs?
Welcome to Forward with NACI, Inspiring Entrepreneurial Action, a podcast that shares the stories of everyday entrepreneurs, entrepreneurial leaders, and the communities that support us. We hope that this diverse collection of stories brings you inspiration, inspires you to take action, and ignites entrepreneurship in your community as we make our way forward together.
Welcome to this episode of Forward with NACI. My name is Rebecca Corbin. I'm the president and CEO of NACI, which stands for the National Association for Community College Entrepreneurship, and the host of this podcast. And I'm excited to have one of our favorite guests and co-collaborators and friends with us today, Ryan Groves, who's the head of entrepreneurship, the co-founder of Slingshot, which you're going to be hearing more about later on in the call. But it's really great to see you, Ryan. Thank you for everything that you're doing on a national and really a global issue to really take some of the opportunities we're all presented with, like AI and all kinds of crazy stuff, and turn them into opportunities for people to grow and advance in communities everywhere. So I want to welcome you, and let's begin by just hearing a little bit about who you are, where you're coming from, and maybe just a little bit of your backstory.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for having me. It's good. Good to see you. Good to be here at long last. So, well, my backstory, goodness gracious, you know what? Probably not too dissimilar from many here. I grew up a Kansas farm boy, but I have big horizons. That's a nice thing about Kansas. There's a lot of possibility, a lot of potential. And so I, from an early age, just fell in love with stories, fell in love with that unique ability we have to create and to shape and to cultivate, which again, I think is good from farming. And like many Kansans before me, I have found myself not there anymore. And I've wound up in LA to where, I've had a few different companies, nonprofits, for-profits, consultings. I've been a venture-backed tech and then was actually working and teaching at Pepperdine in entrepreneurship, where I met Will and Carrie Singleton, who have a foundation for financial literacy and entrepreneurship. And they asked me and my business partner, Landon Phillips, to come on board and try and help kind of reimagine how a foundation operates. Like, what cards can we play in the entrepreneurship space that would help everybody that are not your typical cards that are going to come from VC or education, but are something that the world really needs. So I'm in a really great, exciting spot where I spend every day saying, how do we dream up, you know, the parts, the pieces, the tools, the content that entrepreneurs and potential entrepreneurs are going to be needing, not just now, but, you know, 5-10 years into the future. And that's really exciting. So that's what I love. That's what we're after, is saying, hey, there's a great game being played, and wouldn't it be wonderful if everybody played it? That would make the world a better place if everyone understood the power of their time, their life, their ideas, and were able to do something with that together. So that's what we're after.
Yeah, I love that. And it really aligns with NACI's mission, which is equity and prosperity for all. Well, rather, that's our vision. Our mission is really fostering entrepreneurial mindset and innovative action. So if we do that, then we are really kind of going down this road of inclusive prosperity. So it's interesting how you mentioned your business partner and meeting the Singletons and kind of your foray as a tech a business person into philanthropy. And that's kind of also where we find ourselves together, and a great opportunity where you have a number of different family foundations and some longstanding foundations like the Kauffman Foundation that are really looking at how can they take a lead role in fulfilling their missions and support people around them. And so as I've learned a little bit more from you and your colleagues about the Singleton Foundation, I mean, they're doing really amazing work. So those who may not be familiar, maybe you could just tell us a little bit about the mission of the Singleton Foundation, some of the projects that you guys are working on.
Yeah, absolutely. So Will and Carrie created the Singleton Foundation when they saw a gap. You know, so they had been very, very successful. They're both entrepreneurs in their own right. They came from families of entrepreneurs who've been incredibly successful. Will's dad, Henry Singleton, Warren Buffett once said, now that's the thing already right there. If Warren Buffett has a quote about your dad did pretty well. So, but Warren Buffett used to say that nobody had a better performing personal portfolio than Henry Singleton. So they came from a world where they reaped the benefits and saw what could happen when you played the game, you know, entrepreneurship and financial literacy, but most people didn't have access to that. So they created the foundation to engage with that, but kind of knowing that there were already the Kauffmans, the MITs, these incredible institutions that are doing phenomenal work. They tried to set about doing so creatively because they're also here in LA. So aside from being great entrepreneurs and philanthropists and very, very well thought out planned financial advocates, they were both creatives. So both Will and Carrie like have a background like in writing and in like loving film and screenwriting. So they created the foundation to say like, man, we've got to be capturing people's attention. We've got to be rewriting narrative. It's like, let's make a foundation that does the things that nobody else does. So if you look at at the Singleton Foundation, like we almost treat it kind of like a venture studio. We're a non-grant giving foundation. So our job is we create and do cool things that might not otherwise happen. We want to find cool people to do that stuff with. So we have like Million Stories, which does incredible content. I'm talking, we hired execs from DreamWorks, BBC, Disney to come in and say, let's make top tier Netflix level content that you will never know is like financial literacy education. You don't want to watch quote financial literacy education. You want to watch a cat video on YouTube, but what if that cat video, you know, all of a sudden that cat's got a killer 401k, that's great. It's like, really, we're looking at competing for that commodity of attention nationwide. I think that's something we all share, you know, whether we're community college or venture.
And I think what I've seen a lot is, you know, generosity of really investing and creating things that did not exist before. And I know, of the many, many things that Will and Carrie Singleton have done together and in concert with you, there's a lot of real commitment to trying to make these resources available to everyday entrepreneurs. That's many of the people we feature on this program, many of the people that we serve. So, and thinking about sort of your work, and you sort of have a dual role kind of back and forth, and understanding that foundation is not just being one to write checks, but really creating this content. There is the platform which you co-founded, Slingshot. So tell us, let's focus in on that and tell us what led to the creation of that. Why was it needed? And a little bit about how you all developed it. And then we'll get in later to how we're going to potentially be using it together.
Absolutely. So I think all of us need to think creatively about entrepreneurship. And I think we all believe that everyone needs to understand the game. They need to understand that this is a world that you can create and shape, whether or not you actually start a company. Right? That's why the work that we're doing is so critical. We're not talking about, you know, firm creation. We're talking about self-efficacy. We're talking about community and world building together. That's why entrepreneurship is so key. Now, to do that moving forward, that means that we need to make entrepreneurship accessible again. We need to make it a game where everyone can play. You're all probably very familiar with the numbers around like the rate of entrepreneurship overall, mm-hmm. entrepreneurial behavior has dropped drastically. And we can talk about capital, we can talk about a lot of other things, but in regulation, but one of the key factors they found, like, why do entrepreneurs fail in the first 90 days? But just the sheer number of decisions that they have to make and things they have to know about, the wall of complexity, the beliefs that people hold around entrepreneurship, their connection to it, what it is, what it looks like, that is what's changed. And that's where we have an incredible opportunity to judo flip what's happening in the country and in the world right now. What if we made entrepreneurship something that everybody could do in a matter of minutes with their thumbs? That's why we made Slingshot. Slingshot is a platform that, if you're not familiar with it, that allows anyone, regardless of their background or education, to be able to come up with an idea and turn it into a plan for a business in a matter of minutes. And they can do that while they're watching Netflix and on their phone. So we made this platform to say, whether you're fifth grade or 55, you have ideas. We want to show you the ideas that we have. In doing so, you learn how to see, you know, challenges as opportunities. We want to now take your ideas and turn them into a plan. And in doing so, you're going to be able to see, oh, look, here's what I've made. Look, I made this thing. And then we're going to make it something that you're it looks good. It's gorgeous. Like, so if you go through Slingshot, it's a nice little wizard, and then it spits out this awesome like business plan website. You can use it to pitch, share your friends, get feedback, do customer discovery, whatever, but mostly it's yours. You can edit it. You can update it. It's real. It's like the process of getting there is beautiful and simple and feels like a game. And then the output is something that's substantial enough for you to take the first step. And I think that's what's missing right now in the entrepreneurial ecosystem is, can we get people to take that first step, the zero to one? So that's why we made Slingshot.
I think it's Ryan, it's really, it's intuitive and it's fun. I've been on the platform and we've experimented working with a group of colleges out in California. And we're also going to be plugging this platform in with your help to our Radcliffe Pitch for the Trade winner. So we were talking about philanthropy a moment ago. This was a husband, Carol and Philip Radcliffe, that started their foundation around making. They were particularly interested in the skilled trades. So they stood up a fund. We're going to be having a pitch competition here in Nashville in a couple of weeks. And teams of community college faculty and leaders are going to say, I have this idea for how I can infuse entrepreneurship into a skilled trade, which could be anywhere from cybersecurity to welding to farrier training, horseshoeing, you name it. And so what I'm excited about is really sort of this collaboration of different foundations, philanthropic folks that are kind of plugging into the specialties of others and trying to really bolster and create this. I wanted to, first of all, publicly thank you for being a part of that. We're eager to share out the findings. I know you and I are going to be together in Los Angeles next week. We're going to be with the Entrepreneurial Funding Network, which is an amazing organization of these foundation people that are kind of looking at new skills and abilities. So as we think about Slingshot and the capacity of what it could offer, you had shared with me a while ago some of the ideas and thinking that you've had around ChatGPT and AI and really where all of that is heading. So why don't you just share with us some thoughts that you have in that regard?
Absolutely. So AI is probably going to be a few things, and it's probably going to change over time. Absolutely. And right now, everyone's hearing AI is going to take away jobs. That might be true. But this is also probably with what we're seeing, it might be the greatest job creating moment, if we're smart about it, that's happened so far in America. If actual jobs, so 50% of all jobs are created by companies less than 5 years old. If that's the case, and of course, on the flip of that, large companies actually have a net negative impact on job creation. So job creation actually comes from about 80% small businesses. So if that's the case, if our engine of job growth and economic prosperity is really small and medium businesses, no offense, big businesses, they have a very important role to play. In that case, what would happen if we flip the entrepreneurship behavioral rating score? If more people became entrepreneurs, if more people empowered to do that, the crazy thing about AI is we can use it to help us leapfrog that complexity and return the power of business creation to the individual. So they don't have to have a Babson degree to feel confident to go start a hair salon. Or to even start a tech company, but what if we were able to use those implements to get people up and running and going? And that's what's so exciting. So at Slingshot, we're using AI to say, all right, we've got a wizard that makes it super simple to put in inputs. You're not writing a bunch of text. Move a few sliders. Do a couple of multi-select. Tweak this knob. Are you renting in Manhattan or are you working from home? Simple answers with simple inputs to get actually very, very deep responses from our users. But in a matter of minutes, we collect all this data. Now with AI on the back end, I can now use that AI to say, okay, hey, your plan, here are the numbers to substantiate it. Here's a heat map of where your potential customers might be, who they are, and how you can reach them and talk to them. Here's your logo, your website. Here's your Harvard level business plan. I can give it all to you in about 2 seconds from the simple inputs that took you a couple of minutes. And so as we're talking about AI, we can look at this as a catastrophic moment for the middle and lower classes, Or we can look at this as truly a raises all boats moment, like where we can use technology for what the promise of technology was, which is how does this increase, you know, increase the quality of life for all of us together? And that's what's exciting to me about AI is it's, you know, honestly, it's not just what it does for large companies. It's what it does for the individual that's significant. And so I think that really all of us, if we joined together and we said, how are we investing in this technological moment together? How are we harnessing that together? And if we flip that, then it's going to have phenomenal results for all of us, you know, in the terms of like the scale and the impact that we can have, you know, not just on our students, but on our communities, our cities at large. Like, so that's how I'm thinking about AI. Yes, it could be bad and it might be bad. But there's an opportunity to leverage this to do something tremendous. And like, so it's not going to be ChatGPT. It's going to be things like Slingshot.
Yeah. And Ryan, you know, this, the month of September 2023, all of our episodes have had a connection to the discussion of AI and what it could be. And we had a conversation with Ted Dintersmith earlier in the month, and he has imagined, you know, what school could be as a venture capitalist, somebody who's got a PhD from Stanford, but knowing intuitively with his own children and his own experience that something is wrong with the way that school is taught sort of writ large. There are pockets of excellence and innovation everywhere, but you can see really almost a cliff of, if community colleges and K-12 and others don't get on board with how to kind of harness this and really on an educational front, rote memory and memorization and 3-minute tests that were popular back in the day, that, you know, machines can learn far better and faster than we can, but really what is the human element of it is doing the work that you're doing. So I really applaud you for occupying this space. I think it's an exceedingly exciting time for us. But, you know, as we spoke with some of our other guests this month about the idea of what is leadership and what is character and what is integrity, because those are the kinds of things that if we don't really teach those things, potentially, you know, machine learning could really be dangerous, right? But I like what you're saying about really allowing small businesses and medium-sized businesses that opportunity to even grow and scale because they have access to something like what you're discussing. So if people, Ryan, want to learn more about Slingshot and maybe even, you know, I don't know if there's a demo that's available, how would they plug into that?
Yeah, so Slingshot right now is available in a limited capacity. So we have been rolling it out to different organizations, colleges. Oh, wow. Even high schools. In fact, we just had an event with the superintendents of LAUSD and Anaheim and several other large districts here in LA talking about entrepreneurship and AI. So right now, if you go to slingshot.io and you'd like to try it, you can put your email in and we'll respond to you and we'll let you have a test drive. It's really fun. So they can always reach out to us, talk to us. But I think you really hit it there. It's not just what AI can do that's important, or what computers could do, or what the iPhone could do that was important. It's what people could do with it. So I think
that's great. And I would encourage people to learn about that and reflect on it and think about it just as you're doing. I know NACI is planning a conference in June of 2024, where we're actually going to have an AI pre-conference to really talk about some of the technology. And I can only imagine between now and a year from now, how it's probably going to change in ways that we can't even imagine. I think the other thing you've done, Ryan, is point out some really important workforce trends, and we need to be thinking about that and preparing the next generation and current generations for that. So, I thank you so much for being here today. You've given us a lot to think about. We appreciate the partnership. Is there anything else you'd like to share before we wrap up our conversation?
I think everyone's doing a great job. Let's start there. I think, we're all trying. We're all trying to make a better world. So I think, man, the next step is going to be dependent on how we as humans relate to one another and creating a shared language for ideas. We don't have that yet. We have a shared language for a lot of other things on the planet right now, but we don't have one for ideas. And if we believe the power of entrepreneurship, like those two are intrinsically linked. So for me, I'd say, don't just look for the people who are talking right now about AI or tech and employment. Look at those who are doing. Try and find those who are actually building the things and work with them, because that's what's going to matter. There's so much noise right now. There always is. That's not bad. Like that's part of the creative process. But we now need to begin distilling and saying, what are we actually going to do with this moment? Or it's going to slip away. It's like, it's a huge opportunity. So look for things like Slingshot, get connected, start using them, get in the thick of it. Like imagine if you had started in the first wave of, you know, social media, or gosh, like with even with PCs, like how tremendous that was for people who harness that early. It's like, this is that moment. Let's keep talking.
Excellent advice. Find the doers. And, you know, a common language I think a lot about just on this last point are numbers and the work that you do on financial literacy, a lot of the work that we're doing in computers, you know, there's a beauty in patterns and sequencing that we get through numbers, and you see that in music. So I think what I've learned from you today too is really thinking about opportunity and what we have in common with each other. I'm really excited to see where Slingshot goes. I appreciate your leadership and your partnership. So we wish all of our listeners today have a wonderful day and find out more about this Singleton Foundation and Slingshot.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope that you will continue to explore the many ways to define entrepreneurship with NACI as we celebrate opportunity, failing forward, and success, learning from one another along the way. Subscribe to this podcast on your favorite platform and follow at NACI on social media and learn more about us at NACI.com/podcast. Stay tuned for a new episode each week. We look forward to making our way forward together with you. Have you heard the exciting news? NACI recently released a new publication titled The NACI Playbook, Volume 1, all about how entrepreneurial mindset sets the new standard for success in communities and colleges. The NACI Playbook digs into entrepreneurial mindset and how practicing leadership with this framework creates an agile culture with space to innovate, co-create, fail forward, and accelerate growth. Entrepreneurship and entrepreneurial leadership require us to lean in, anticipate and recognize trends, manage change, be resilient, take risks, reflect, and rest in the knowledge that anything is possible. Learn from our innovative, insightful, generous network who navigates both challenges and opportunities entrepreneurially as we share what we've learned and how you might apply their experience to your work. We hope you'll be as inspired as we were. Learn more at www.NACIPlaybook.com.